You know, at that time of year, yeah, it's a little early. We'll have three games in before Labor Day, but that'll change next year with some of the new rules that MSHA and their member schools have voted on in pushing the fall schedule back a week next year. So we won't be dealing with a lot of this, you know, heat and things that the teams are dealing with this week in preparation, but it's time to go and can't wait for kickoff on Friday.
All right, let's go through the classes here real quick, and because the media votes just came out for the top 10 for each of the classes, and you vote within that. You're a part of the esteemed media, and why don't you just talk a little bit about the rankings? We'll go through the top four or five teams here real quick. I'll rattle them off. Number one is Blue Springs, CBC 2, Rockhurst 3, Kirkwood 4, and Park Hill 5. Kirkwood beat Blue Springs last year for the Class 6 title. Again, it's going to be pretty tight up at the top again, isn't it?
Yeah, and no surprises there. Blue Springs has a lot coming back from last year's team. They made a great run but ran into a buzzsaw in Kirkwood in the state championship game where Kirkwood was just taking no prisoners at that point. It was just, you know, a steamrolling from the get-go for the Pioneers. But the Pioneers have some big shoes to fill with Reese Goddard graduating, a new quarterback coming into the mix. But you know what? When you look at this top five, there's no surprises there. When you see Rockhurst in the mix as well, you see CBC. Really just no surprises at the top of Class 6. Went pretty much how I thought it was going to go.
What do you see playing out in this class? Is it Blue Springs? Is it their title to lose?
I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, they've got to go through a gauntlet out on the Kansas City side to where you've got Rockhurst out there. You got Blue Springs South, who is going to be pretty talented this year. A Raypec team that was young, that has a lot of kids coming back. Park Hill is pretty talented. You know, so the Kansas City side is going to be an absolute gauntlet to get through. When you talk about staying healthy, getting wins when you need to get wins, and not really stubbing your toes. So I wouldn't necessarily say it's Blue Springs right out of the gate, but on paper right now, that they are as talented as a Blue Springs team I've seen in quite a while, and they could make a very, very serious run. But, you know, the bottom line is real simple. You got to stay healthy, and you've got to win games that you're supposed to win.
And, you know, you talk about some of those teams out there in Kansas City, Blue Springs South, for example. They're ninth in this poll. They were 4-6 last season. So you look at a team that certainly comes back with some experience, and Raymore 6-5, Park Hill, they're ranked fifth. They were 6-4, so we see that. Going on to Class 5, Viani comes in number one, 15 first place votes. They sweep. This was a team that went 9-5, and they really turned the heat up as the season wore on. And I don't want to say they kind of came from out of nowhere, but that was at least the feeling with Viani last year.
Well, you know, I honestly believe that they were a year away. I thought this would be the year for Viani, and they start last year 1-4, and they win some games, and then their conference got bigger and better, and then obviously the state run to where they beat Chaminade in a rematch. They beat a very good Staley team, and then they get down to Placer Stadium and take care of their business. Paul Day has all the pieces, and this team is really going to be fantastic this year. They are a team that you're going to see a lot of great things, and it's not going to surprise me if they make it back to the championship game and win it. And I think that's what a lot of people are looking at right now, especially up here in the St. Louis area.
We're talking with Jim Powers. You can find him on Twitter at HS Sports Caravan. As we're breaking down the classes as we get ready for the start of the 2017 high school football season. Anybody else? You've got Fort Zumwalt North at number two. And I don't mean you. I'm just saying the poll in general. Fort Zumwalt North at two, Staley 3, Battle 4. Those were the top four teams last year. What do you see from those teams?
You know, same thing. Zumwalt North, big shoes to fill in the quarterback side of things. When you lose, you know, Brister, but the bottom line is they're deep again this year. And Battle is very good once again. They return a lot of folks from last year's team. Staley, they've got a little bit of that bitter, you know, they were one play away, to be perfectly honest, last year. in, you know, basically when getting to the state championship game and their loss to Vianney here in St. Louis. So you're going to see those teams battle. Liberty, you know, bringing some good kids back. Chaminade, a very young team, but very talented. Saw them in the Jamboree last Friday night. So Class 5, I think, is an X factor just because you've got teams returning a lot of players, a lot of key players from last year. But, you know, the bottom line is I just really think this Vianney team has every piece of the puzzle to make it back to the championship and possibly go back-to-back.
Well, in Class 4, it was a bit of a rebuilding year for Webb City, and I remember talking with you at the beginning of last year, and you had kind of warned about that this might be a bump in the road for Webb City, but here they are at the top of the Class 4 rankings, 10 first-place votes, ahead of Ladue, Parkway North, and Carl Junction. So what did they learn from last year that they'll be able to apply for 2017?
Those youngsters got a lot of playing time last year, and you have to remember, they trotted out a lot of sophomores and juniors last year, and they took their bumps. This year, they're a year battle-tested. I really think that they come back with a vengeance. They open with Carl Junction. We know what that game set the table last year for Webb City, you know, with CJ winning. That's why you've got CJ as high as they are. In the poll. But, you know, the bottom line is Webb's back. They're going to have a lot of great players. And once again, they're battle-tested from last year. Those youngsters, they don't want to be known as a team not to do well in back-to-back seasons. And when you do that at Webb City, you're kind of making a name and not in the positive side of things. So, you know, Webb's going to be back. You got this Ladue team that's very good. I actually had Parkway North ahead of Ladue on my ballot because Parkway North is just unbelievable. When you've got probably the best D lineman in the country in Michael Thompson, who's just, you know, he is an animal up front that does so many really, really good things. And they're switching their offense. Bob Bunton normally grinds it in between the tackles. Well, they're spreading things out this year. And in the Jamboree Friday night, in their first possession, their first play, 40-yard touchdown pass. So that kind of set the table for their first possession in the Jamboree last Friday night. But, yeah, Parkway North is going to be really, really good. And they, you know, they've got some unfinished business. They went out to Harrisonville and lost to them. So I think Class 4, probably competitive-wise, it is going to be as competitive as we're going to see in many, many years.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of big-time names that are sprinkled through the Class 4 rankings that had great years. On to Class 3, McClure South, Berkeley picks up 8 first-place votes, and then Merivale picks up 6. So within the voters here, some dissension or not agreeing on who they think the top team is. Now, obviously, this is the first week of the season, so a lot of these things can change. But tell us a little bit about Class 3.
You know, and you're right. It was split. You know, Merivale, you give them their props, and they've got a lot of kids coming back. And you look at McClure South Berkeley. They've got everybody up front on both sides of the ball back and a couple really, really talented wide receivers. Yeah, so you look, and it didn't surprise me that it was going to be that close to top Class 3. Miller Career Academy comes off of a great season last year. Blair Oaks, another fantastic season. And unfortunately, the game that they lose is in the district final, I believe it was. You know, a lot of, once again, it's parity in Class 3, but the bottom line is I really think the way the brackets are going to shake out, you could see this McClure South Berkeley team play Merivale in the state championship, because I really think those are the top two teams in Class 3 right now on paper. Obviously, we're going to see things shake out a little bit throughout the season. A lot of people are asking, well, why isn't the defending champion Monette ranked as high? You know, higher, you know, they lost everybody, and they are in a total rebuild mode this year. So, you know, there's going to be a new crown, I think, in Class 3, and it's going to get very interesting as we move through the season.
Yeah, you took away my question. I was going to ask you about Monette because they did get one first-place vote, but they're ninth here on this opening rankings. All right, we'll wrap up here real quick, but Lamar, six straight titles. Do they make it seven?
They're going to get pushed. We saw it down at Springfield last year. Trinity put them to the edge of the cliff and couldn't push them over. You know, they had every opportunity to win that game. And this Trinity team is as good as advertised when you talk about high school football in the St. Louis area. And my comment on some of the previews this past weekend on Fox 2 and Channel 11 were when we really talked consistently about Class 2 here in St. Louis. This is the first time in many, many years we've had back-to-back years to where, hey, we got a legitimate shot to win a state championship in Class 2. The game of the year will be Trinity and Lutheran North in the district final. That game was great last year. This year it's going to be even better. You got so much talent all over the field. It's going to be unbelievable. But Lamar, they just reload. They replenish. They get the kids in their system, and they run it to perfection. So that's why you got to see it with them, number one. But this may be the year that Trinity or, you know, somebody can maybe catch Lamar. It's going to be a lot of fun, but I know in St. Louis, everybody's gunning for a district championship between Trinity and Lutheran North.
And there's a lot of really good teams in Class 1. Hamilton Penny, they went 15-0. They took the title over Monroe City. You've got Valley Catholic right up there at the top. Thayer, Lincoln, some really good schools here in Class 1 and some interesting play this season, too.
Penny's got everybody back from last year. We saw them doing some outstanding things. Monroe City has got a boatload coming back. And I think for Valley Catholic, last year was their little wake-up call. Wasn't a year that they are accustomed to when it comes to how things shook out for them. But I just really think that, you know, Class 1's going to be a lot of fun to follow, especially with this Hamilton Penny team. They are going to be as good as advertised and really do a great job in competing for a back-to-back state championship.
Well, and like you said, it's going to come down to health and keeping your key players healthy for some of these teams if they want to make that run again. All right, so we had to do this in under 15 minutes. We're wrapping up in 13. I told you I'd get you out in time. Jim Powers, follow him on Twitter at HS Sports Caravan, and then also check out the website highschoolsportscaravan.com. Where else? Where else can we find you? What else do you want to promote?
Well, you know what? Friday night's the Prep Zone on Fox 2. You know, if for folks that want to get some great high school Friday night coverage, the best in the area, and I'm being very biased when I say that. but, you know, we do a great job, Earl Austin Jr. and myself, with Charlie Marler and Zach Choate. We have a lot of fun with our Friday nights, and it's a 22-minute segment. So we really get out. I think we average about 11 games that we're out to doing highlights. Earl and myself doing analysis and breaking things down. So at Fox, it's fox2now.com on Friday nights if you want to check that out at 10:10. But really, you know, the Caravan website and the Twitter feed already starting to get stuff up and going, already coaches interviews and different things like that. So it's time to go. It's go time here for high school football.
Excellent. And then let's catch up again mid-September, and we'll see where teams are after their first three games or so.
Perfect. Looking forward to it, buddy.